For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Some students at WKU are competing for major national scholarships. In 2011, the university had a record number of students recognized by the Goldwater Foundation and had 26 students recognized in nationally competitive scholarship competitions. Dan Modlin talks with Cheryl Kirby-Stokes, coordinator of Nationally Competitive Opportunities.
Cheryl, why is it considered important for the institution to have students competing for scholarships at this level?
A lot of the rankings that happen with different organizations depend on the number of prestigious scholarships the university's students achieve. The Fulbrights, the Rhodes, the Trumans, the Mitchells, the Marshalls. Those are the scholarships that determine a university's ranking nationwide. So it's very important that Western Kentucky University, if it does want to be a leading American university with international reach, its students must obtain those scholarships, and the Office of Scholar Development is here to assist any and all Western Kentucky University students to help them achieve those goals.
Obviously, these are very competitive. Can you give us some idea of how much money is at stake here?
Last year, our students received $500,000 in scholarship awards. The scholarships range anywhere from $1,000 to $40,000. That would pay for your entire graduate school work. It pays for tuition, books, your housing, any kind of meetings that you're going to. This is all covered through certain scholarships.
Many of us may tend to think of scholarship opportunities in terms of the sciences, but are there other areas as well, other academic areas in which this type of funding is available?
Scholarships are available for any possible field, and that's something that we want to promote at the Office of Scholar Development. It's not just the sciences. You've got the Truman Scholarship, which focuses on service and leadership to your country. You've got Fulbright English Teaching Assistantships. It's a Fulbright Scholar Program. And it lets students go to different countries teaching English. So you do have to have some kind of teaching background. It does not have to be substantial. For example, right now, the Office of Scholar Development has a volunteer program with Cumberland Trace Elementary School here in Bowling Green. We have students that will be going every Monday and Wednesday to an after-school program, and they'll be working directly with Burmese refugee children, helping them with their conversational English skills. So there are scholarships for every single discipline. It does not matter if you're a science person or if you're a humanities person.
Is there a guideline for ACT scores or GPAs? Who would be competitive for these types of scholarships?
For the more prestigious scholarships, you're of course going to be looking at a higher academic student, a student that has lots of extracurricular activities both on and off campus. I know that some scholarships want students to have some kind of athletic background as well. However, there are a number of different scholarships where GPA is not such an important characteristic. You can have under a 3.0 and still be quite eligible for certain study abroad scholarships, for example, the Gilman.
Now, Cheryl, I understand the Office of Scholar Development can provide a number of services for students who are interested in competing for scholarships at this level. If someone in our audience would like more information, what should they do?
They can call me, Cheryl Kirby-Stokes. I'm at 270-745-4191. You can also go to our website, wku.edu/OSD. We do have a list on our website of all the different scholarships that we work with. We are constantly adding to that list.
Again, for more information, you can contact Cheryl Kirby-Stokes at area 270-745-4191. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.